This week on the Omnic Weekly. BlizzCon is starting next week and we discuss the rumors, look at the schedule and make our own predictions. And on top of that, there's of course a brand new LPP. Welcome. The Omnic Weekly. Welcome everyone, it's Thursday, October 24th, and this is episode 80 of the Omnic Weekly. 80. Thank you.
Weekly.
Just the change in pitch of the voice will not, it will sell. People will believe that it was my echo. Thank you very much. I'm Dee, and as you might have heard, I'm joined by Echo, aka Hannah.
Hi.
And by the oldest man on this crew, the grandfather of the Omnic Weekly, the man, the legend,
the baby.
LP. The baby.
LP in the house. I don't know how you guys introduced me, but I would not, you know, I don't respect that. We are 80 episodes years old.
And I'm feeling good. Yeah, the number 100 episode is just slowly crawling closer.
Doesn't
and closer.
Feel that far away anymore, does it, guys?
No. It's really crazy. We've been doing this for a long time. Hannah, by the way, did you listen to the interview I did?
Yeah.
No, you did. Okay, cool. But it was a really awesome interview. And we also talked about the fact that we're already doing this for close to 2 years, which is clearly it isn't, they don't see that happen too much. Like they see a lot of new podcasts coming up in the community, but they usually vanish after a few weeks. And we've been really stubborn at this and persistent.
Yeah, I saw a post recently. It was like, one day there will be more Overwatch podcasts than Overwatch game players.
Well, most of them clearly disappeared, and us, the three of us, have been doing this now for close to 2 years. Well,
and then they'll have to subscribe to us because we'll be the only ones left.
Well, there's still this.
It'll be us and Totem.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but don't underestimate it. We have a good deal of listeners. We've grown, like we have some really dedicated and loyal
we
fans.
We do, and we love you all.
Exactly. But go check out the latest episode of Realm Maintenance. Oh my God, it's going to be one of those podcasts. Thursday evenings is kind of my...
If you need me to say anything in English, just
come on.
Say.
Come on.
And I will help.
I'll just say it in Dutch. Everybody will understand. So it will be okay. Go and have a listen. I did an interview with Ro from that podcast. It was kind of awesome. I talked about Hannah and I talked about LP.
Hey.
How wonderful we are.
And how we started all this. And they haven't listened yet themselves, but they will do that after this podcast.
In my defense, I have been ill this week. I have been bedridden for most of the week. So
did you have an ear infection, Hannah?
I did not have an ear infection.
Well...
But I did have really bad sinuses and migraines, so...
It's okay. We don't all have the time to just sit there and listen to podcasts in the middle of the week. We just need to plan it in, take the time in the weekend. That's all okay. You don't have to apologize.
Yeah, I will. You're making me feel very guilty.
Yeah, that's what I enjoy doing. If you check my calendar for Thursdays, there's work shit, eat, and then make Hannah feel bad. That's the last point. And then I go to bed.
I practically invented the emotion of guilt. So you don't have to try that hard.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding, of course. It's nothing but love in this podcast. I can't tell you that. All right. But guys, we're not going to elaborate too much because there's so much stuff we need to talk about. Because next week, we all know what's happening next week, right? It's going to be awesome weather in Los Angeles, and my ass is going to
Halloween!
Be... Halloween! Oh, yeah, that too. That
no?
too. Yeah, no, no. Yeah, that's what I was talking about
Bonfire
Halloween.
Night in the UK.
Oh, that's going to end up... There's going to be people that are going to end up in the hospital, right? If I hear Bonfire Night in the UK, that's a really, really... dangerous combination. People that drink way too much beer and
stupid.
Fire.
Stupid.
Yeah. Do you guys do that in Florida, by the way? LP, do you set things on fire on Halloween evening?
No, that sounds a little crazy. I mean, I'm sure some people do, but I guess that's 4th of July for us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's a good point.
Yeah, we celebrate some historically inaccurate thing by setting off explosions in our back garden, burning things, and drinking too much.
That's kind of like, I feel like what St. Patrick's Day is like. I don't know if it's celebrated in any way.
But we have St. Patrick's Day too. Ireland is just next door.
Yeah, and it's just a drinking holiday, right?
Yeah.
And it originated from the United Kingdom. So you're basically telling her about her own traditions in her own country.
Mansplaining
right now.
My own culture to me.
No, it's like, how do you... I don't know. Maybe some people celebrate it differently around the world. I just know in America it's celebrated.
Every Irish pub all over the world, from India to Belgium to the UK to United States, looks identical and smells identically the same.
It does.
That's the Irish, the thing. They do not like to deviate from what they know. They just like, okay, let's just copy paste it. Should we? No, not put that purple bucket away. The only color we use here is green. Feck off. That's the way they talk, by the way.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Why would they, like, if you ever step, you can walk into, they can blindfold you and put you in an Irish pub. Remove
and you wouldn't
blindfold.
Know where you were in the world.
You wouldn't know. No, you would just be, okay, guys, I'm in an Irish pub. Fuck! I don't know which country I'm in. What do you do?
Except you'll say feck. And you won't know why.
Yeah, because you're in an Irish pub. Come on, lass. No, that's Scottish.
Scottish.
All right, I have an excuse. I'm Belgian. Well, what did I know about English dialects? But anyways... So next week, the UK is going to burn, which is no different from any other week right now. But in the States, they're going to have Halloween. I'm looking forward to being on American soil during Halloween.
You're still going to send me pictures of things being really badly decorated, right? Because I love Halloween decorations.
Well, we talked to a local, Spicy Ramen, someone that is on the crew that is from Los Angeles. And we asked him, like, dude, is there a place that we can go to see these really typical American Halloween decorations? And he was like, that really doesn't happen as much anymore. Well, especially around LA, I guess, because it's just still summery there. And I don't know, it might have happened more in the middle of the country or some other places, but in LA. But we're going to try and find some stuff. So that's a mission. We're going to make a lot of content and videos, but we're not there to film Halloween. What we're there for is for one other big event that might be setting things ablaze. But next week, it's the, how do you call that? The kickoff week. No. Like that one event that kind of
what
makes
you
the
do
whole year.
Is you bold and italicize the word the.
Yeah, but see, in Dutch we have this word that we use, like it's called the hoogmis, like it's like the supreme thinging, like mass.
The event of the year.
The event of the year. That was basically what I'm trying to get at. It took me like 60 seconds, but anyways. I had to...
and italicize the.
I had killed Discord and I had to open it for that silly picture. Oh no, for the picture that LP shared with us, and now it was open again. My apologies. Anyways, I killed it again. It is the event of the year for everybody that is involved or enjoys or loves Blizzard. It's BlizzCon. It's starting next Friday. So that's basically in 9 days. And it's going to be an awesome edition. Like, we've heard a ton of rumors. We've made our own predictions a bit. Like, we've been talking about this the past episodes. But the more things we hear, the more signs we are getting, it's going to be an edition that is going to be remembered for years, maybe in one end because of the whole China thing, and we'll see what happens with the protesters and stuff like that. But on the other end, like quality content-wise, like new IPs, new games, new iterations, new changes to the games, it's going to be legendary. Last year was a dud. This year is going to be bam! 4th of July, basically.
I know, it's kind of... I suppose you last year was a dud, but it meant you got your practice run in. So now you know what everything looks like and where to go.
Oh, for us? No, yeah. No. Like, I want to make clear it was a dud, like, in the sense of the community kind of was disappointed by the content.
I know you guys had loads of fun, but like, this year it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, exactly. And my, what was that? Did you guys hear that?
What?
It was the sound of a piano coming through.
Piano?
Did you guys hear that? That was interesting. Okay, that was just on my end. This is going to be a great episode of the podcast.
The melody.
Are we having more spoopiness?
Oh my God, I didn't know what that was. It was just like...
Or are you just being a crazy Dutchman who can hear too much music?
Yeah. Oh no, I'm Belgian. I'm not Dutch. That was interesting. That was like maybe an ad that started playing on the background or something. Nope.
No.
Okay, never mind. Let's just ignore that. It might end up on the backup. I'll listen to the backup and send it to you guys what it was. But anyways, where was I? Okay, I was talking about last year, and this year is going to be like everything. Like you said, Hannah, we know how the floor looks like. We know what happens in the community events the day before. We have a structure in our in our head of what it's going to be like, and that will help us to kind of make sure that we capture everything this year. So you're totally right. It was good.
You had your practice run.
Exactly.
For the big year.
Exactly. Because this year is going to be crazy, crazy, crazy. Let's just start off with the first rumors that we've been hearing. Of course, Overwatch 2. Like, we've been talking about this in the previous weeks where we discussed...
I feel like we've been talking about Overwatch 2 for years.
Yeah, exactly. And we've had these different theories. It's going to be... we heard it would be a Left 4 Dead style of game that would be living next to the original game and stuff like that. But this week there was a leak that got a lot of traction. Metro, which is a streamer that streams Overwatch. Last year he predicted the fact that Ashe would be the new character and a lot of her abilities. So he got a lot of credit for that.
He tweeted some stuff where, if you go back and have a look, a lot of things have the word Ashe in and a lot of things have the word Bob in.
Mm-hmm.
Like the day before, like the week coming up to BlizzCon.
It wasn't spelled correctly, though, from what I heard.
No, it wasn't. But how else do you fit Ashe into a sentence?
It is true.
He did. He managed to get Bob, and he capitalized Bob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I'll give him that. He knew what he was talking about last year.
He was clearly informed about some stuff last year, and indirectly started spoiling stuff and whatever. Now, this year, he's like, okay, guys, this is what's up. This is what's going to happen. So, first off, they're going to start a new animated short. It will feature Mei, Tracer, I think it was. Genji was involved. A young Genji was also involved and blah, blah, blah. And at the end, after the conclusion of that thing, you'll see the Overwatch logo and bam, a 2 will be added. And that will be the new thing. It will be PvP and PvE. And one of the things that got a bit of a controversy involved was the fact that he said, okay, we will not be able to kind of get our progress from the current game and our skins and everything into the next game. But
if it's not a direct sequel, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a direct sequel, I'd be kind of pissed. But if it's like an alternate game, like Overwatch B rather than Overwatch 2, which I've been saying for a while...
Yeah.
Then it makes sense that the skins don't transfer because they'll probably be using like different character models and stuff and it'll be a different type of game.
Yeah, totally, totally. But let's start, like Hannah just said, let's start with the beginning. Is it a 2 or is it a B? Like, I'm still not convinced. Looking back to Blizzard history, the only time that they started using numbers, well, you had Warcraft 1, Warcraft 2, and Warcraft 3, which were help me out here. I can't think of the name. Real time strategy games.
Mm. Warcraft.
The back Starcraft. In the day. No. I was looking for the word real time strategy. Sorry, Alpi. I confused you there, but it was just my head was.
He's
just
trying though, and that's sweet.
That's, no. And I appreciate it immensely. Thank you, Alpi. Thank you for trying to bail me out. But then they used the 1, 2, 3, but. That is a long time ago. They did the same with StarCraft. But if you look at the period between all these releases, like Diablo 2 and 3 took them 8 years in between. I don't know the numbers with Warcraft 2 and 3 or Starcraft, but I think there was at least 6 or 7 years in between. Which makes sense because you're like in a totally new era. There's a
there's new technologies available.
Exactly. So it is, you need to make that stamp of, okay, this is the next iteration of this concept. And we want to distance ourselves from the previous one. That we have built
from the ground up with the new technologies available.
Exactly. Which I don't see happening here. We're like 3 years after the original release of Overwatch. They basically are not look. It does not look like they're still developing new stuff for Overwatch. They're still bug fixing everything that is currently in Overwatch. They're still working on that same engine. I don't feel like they would need to. There's no reason for them to give that to make a replacement game. Exactly. I don't see any reason to do that at this point right now. So that makes me think that if they release a new game, it will be a B instead of a 2, like kind of puts it really well. So that kind of, I don't know. I know that Metro said it. I know what he did last year, but it's not because I'm, I know everything that happened. Like, let's say if I get the results of a certain game, I don't know, I'm trying to find a comparison here, but it's not because I'm informed at 1 week that I'm also going to be informed about the same thing the next week. I'm not talking to the same people, and I might be claiming that I know what I'm talking about, and that will give me credit because I did it last time, but that doesn't mean it's true. Do you know what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Because I just started fumbling and...
Just because you got it right once doesn't mean you're right all the time.
Exactly. That would have been a way better way to try and explain that.
Yeah, and just because you got leaks 1 year doesn't mean you always have leaks.
Exactly. And I'm not going to say that it's not true. It could be. Like, evidence would suggest that he has that kind of knowledge and that he has a way to find out stuff like that. But on the other hand, I see a lot of stuff happening within Blizzard the way that they usually do stuff that make me think otherwise.
Yeah.
And just an economical, like... I talked to with some people on stream, and they like there. Someone brought up the point that you would be basically dividing your audience at that point, from old to new, and kind of taking something away from your audience. It would not be PR wise. It would not be the best move to kind of have that next iteration of that same game. So, well, I'm still thinking that we will see a B right ahead, LP.
Well, also, like, let's apply this to Overwatch League, right? Will we still use Overwatch 1 for the Overwatch League, or will we have the, you know, PvP element and competitiveness in Overwatch 2?
Yeah, and that's a really good point, because let's just go...
If they trashed the old game and made a new one, then they'd have to start their esports stuff all over again.
Well, I think they would have talked to a lot of the esports teams, and they should be practicing. Yeah, they would be practicing. Let's just say that all the esports teams, including the people we know from all the esports teams, are kind of really tight-lipped and don't tell anybody anything.
Ever.
That whole switch of going from one game to another for all these organizations,
Wait,
it doesn't mean because players are good at...
That you guys were talking about me. I know nothing. I know nothing.
I was actually talking about... You're not my only contact, you know.
Oh.
I know nothing.
This is fancy pants.
Yeah.
No, no.
Technically, it's not. It's someone else's... It's a contact of a contact, but it counts.
No, but seriously, like, I'm not even talking about LP. I'm just talking in general, like...
Yeah.
These players... have not been the most tight-lipped bunch. Like, we knew about Sigma due to what happened with that Overwatch League World Championship screenshot, which was probably intentionally leaked anyway as some kind of PR move, but still.
See, it might have happened by accident, and then they turned it into an intentional thing.
Yeah, but the role queue is the same thing. There were, the moment the contracts... especially now, because people are being dropped from teams, contracts are ending. If anybody got just a glimpse of what that new Warcraft was going to be for, let's say, season 2021, the moment that contract ended, they would have started talking.
Like, absolutely.
So the fact that we have not seen anything like that makes me think that
they're accidentally revealing trade information on stream. I don't think they'd be able to keep a whole new game secret.
Yeah, no, I hadn't even thought about that. No, exactly. So I think it would be a really difficult operation. So we could think, okay, maybe they didn't talk to anybody in the Overwatch League and they're keeping it all really tight to the chest. And they're like, okay, we'll fix that during season 2020. Onwards.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll just give them like 3 months to practice a brand new game.
But still, like, these teams are investing in players over the next 3 years. Yeah. If someone is good in Overwatch as it is right now, does not mean that they'll be good at what Overwatch, that new Overwatch would be. Like, yeah. If you're going to stick a number two to it, there will be some really, there need to be some really big differences. They would not want these players to invest.
Let's not do a Destiny 2. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
But, like, some of these teams have drawn up contracts for the next 3 seasons with some of the players. So
yeah.
They would not do that if they didn't know what the next thing will be. So that also makes me think, like, it's going to be something totally different.
Yeah. Same universe, different genre.
Yeah, exactly. And I really hope it's going to be that, to be honest. Like, I don't want just a successor to Overwatch. I want something extra. I want something new. I want something
lore.
Most of all, I think that's the thing that everybody's waiting for. Yeah, that we get all this lore. And then in that case, nobody will mind that their skins will not be transferred from one game to the other, because Hannah just said, you don't expect your World of Warcraft mounts to end up in Warcraft 3, for instance.
Or to suddenly turn up in Hearthstone, I mean.
Well, that would be funny, though. But no, exactly. So you don't expect that to happen. If it happens, it's fun, but you don't expect that to happen. Yeah. So
I'm sure they'll make references and there'll be like cameos and stuff.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, I think we'll see a Tracer in there. We'll see probably a few good deal of characters will be in there.
Why is D.Va getting so much attention at BlizzCon?
Is she getting a lot of attention on BlizzCon? It's Tracer that's basically all over the place.
I know Tracer's on the poster, but there's literally, if you have a look at the BlizzCon schedule, there's like a thing just about D.Va, and she's got a big mural as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, while we're talking about the schedule, let's continue on that. Okay, but I didn't know, I heard about the mural, but there's one thing about D.Va and the schedule?
Yeah, I think it's like an art thing. But let me look for it.
Yeah.
Blizzard Art Studio, D.Va.
Okay.
That's a whole panel.
Just be coincidence. It could be, yeah, but it could just be coincidence that they have that one artist that's like, the artists usually have characters that they're really tied into. That might be, but no, we'll see. It could be. It could be a signal. There's other signals, for instance. And this is really interesting. So the opening ceremony will happen, and after that opening ceremony, usually every year when we get that first look at the schedule, there's a lot of stuff on there that is not labeled. Like, that is coming soon is basically the label this year.
That's the schedule. The schedule was released, but everything just says coming soon.
Yeah, this year, exactly. It's the case. Like, there's so many labels coming soon under that you're like, okay, you're just telling us where we need to be at what time, but you're not telling us what we're going to see. But that's interesting, because that's basically telling us that they have so much information in that opening ceremony. Like, usually it's like a Warcraft expansion that they're going to elaborate on. And then a few years back when they announced Overwatch, that was the thing. Like, they had one panel that, what's that going to be? It's
coming
probably going
soon
to be the new IP. But now we have 4 panels right after.
And it's literally like a 4-hour block of just coming soon on the same stage.
Exactly. And the fun thing is, if you don't have a virtual ticket, you can still watch it, because they're going to show these panels on stream for everybody. So you don't need the virtual ticket. Yeah. You don't need the virtual ticket to watch those, which tells me that...
That means they're going to be huge.
They're going to be huge. It's
they
just
want everybody
not like,
to see.
They want everybody to see this. Yeah. So that makes me really happy. That's just like, oh, snap, this is going to be huge. Then we look at the floor map. So as Hannah said, there's this really big mural they're going to make.
There's an Overwatch mystery mural. Aww.
Yeah. Exactly. The sound you just made is what is happening in my head. I'm like, okay, this is going to be big.
That's right. We zoomed in on the BlizzCon map to look for clues.
Oh, wait, I went even further. I started looking at the demo zones where they will show off the game. So, yeah, I'm really sorry for the Hearthstone and the Heroes of the Storm players, but you get a smaller zone. But then Warcraft is rather big, and Overwatch is even bigger. But then you have one big space where I remember last year there were demo booths, and that's just right now it's an open space. Last year that was not an open space at all. So what I'm thinking is that there will be a huge presence for maybe another Overwatch game, but for sure for Diablo. But what I'm thinking, like, maybe there's some new IPs going right there, some new iterations of the games, because Diablo doesn't have a zone. So that makes me think, but it's a huge space. It's at the Mythic stage, which is the biggest hall of all the yeah. It's kind of hard to explain, but basically Anaheim Convention Center is these big halls, and for BlizzCon they just open up all the gates, so basically they become one huge hall, so they kind of remove all the walls in between these different halls.
Yeah, if you've ever been to London and you've been to the Excel Center, it's kind of like that, where they've got like the different bays and then they just open up as many as they need to make as big a hall as they need.
Yeah. So, but one of the biggest parts, or the biggest part rather, in that hall is, of course, where the Mythic stage is, which is where the opening ceremony will happen and the closing ceremony. There's a really big open space there for some demo goodness. It could be anything. It will most likely be Diablo 4, but it's too big to just have Diablo 4 in there. There needs to be more than just Diablo 4.
New game?
Yeah, maybe something new. That might be something that, like, not even just Overwatch, but really a completely new IP. They are working on new IPs, so.
Yeah.
And the four panels, like the four panels that come after the opening ceremony. We know there will be a Warcraft expansion, so that's one. We know Diablo 4 is almost a certainty, so that's one. Then we have Overwatch B, so that's one. But what's the fourth one?
I know. It's literally going from GMT time. The opening ceremony starts at 6, and all this hype doesn't stop until 11:15.
Yeah.
It's going to be a heavy, heavy, like, 5-hour chunk of just hype.
Yeah, a total new game freshness. All new stuff that we'll get to experience, watch, and take in. It's going to be a different Blizzard world in let's say, 10 days. It's going to be a different story. But yeah, that's the floor map slightly analyzed, because there's so much stuff happening on that game floor. They moved some stuff around that I remember from last year, but still, like, it is nice to look at it and kind of trying to figure out what they're up to, what they're going to do. But I really like the fact that you're going to open up these panels to the general audience. That makes me really happy too. It just shows that they're invested in making this a really a big, big, big addition.
It's probably why the pass was slightly cheaper this year. Like the virtual ticket, I don't know if it was in other currencies, but in GBP it was cheaper this year.
In the States it was the same price. I think it is because the dollar is not...
GBP isn't doing very well either.
How much was it? How much pound was it?
It was 35.
Okay, it was for 4 euros, and it's $50,
yeah.
American dollars.
Yes.
To get it, but like for the other games, I'm really I just wanted to touch on those, but like Diablo 4.
Thank totally you, Germany, for that leak. We're all very excited.
No, that's a good point. Let me tell the our listening audience to this. And I'm sorry that we kind of go away from Overwatch, but come on, this is BlizzCon.
It's BlizzCon.
there was a magazine, a German gaming magazine, that had an advertisement in it that kind of advertised Blizzard books, art books. And one of them was the Diablo art book. And it said, with all the art from Diablo 1, 2, 3, and 4, like, all right, so that's confirmed. Well, it could of course be, come on, why would they have a reason to add Diablo 4 if it wasn't confirmed by Blizzard? Let's just be honest. So,
literally just like just an advertisement page for this art book that's coming just after BlizzCon.
Yeah, November 3rd.
Yeah, so it'll be on sale just as BlizzCon finishes, and there it is, plain as day. Diablo 4.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody that is really surprised by that announcement, but it just feels good to have it somewhat confirmed in a more official way that it is coming. On top of that, there are these rumors that they would do a remaster of Diablo 2.
Yeah, I've heard those too.
And that makes me really happy because I played a lot of Diablo 2 back in the day. And like with the whole Warcraft remaster, which in my opinion, they might just announce on BlizzCon. On BlizzCon, they might just say like, okay, the game is out or in beta at least now. The moment that you get back to your hotel, you can download it and you can play it. But that made me really happy because there's a lot of, for people like me, there's a lot of nostalgia that ties in with these games. I played a lot of them with one of my best friends. I've told this story before, but we just used to get some chips, some sodas, and just play till the early hours of the next day and just have fun. And you have this picture in your head of that game, how that game looked, because it was appropriate for its time. But if you look back at that game, you're like, oh, damn, that was
done that with so many Resident Evil titles. Like,
yeah, exactly. And I'm Final Fantasy.
God, I remember when this version of the game came out and I got it for my birthday and we stayed up until 4 a.m. to finish it. And then you play it just like even just 2 or 3 years later and you're like, this is trash.
Yeah.
And the gameplay is still awesome, but it looks so shitty. And with Warcraft Remaster, we'll get that picture that we have in our heads of the people that played it all this time ago. That picture that you have in your head, it will look even better than that. It will look even better than that. So that's really nice. And if they do that to Diablo 2, I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to just, I might just bail. Like if they announce,
do you want
that,
a remaster or a remake?
Remaster. No. I think remake.
Yeah, you just want it slightly polished.
Yeah, you want new graphics, new effects. You want the new engine back, behind it. But you want those same missions, that same story, the same music, and just
because looking at A Link Between Worlds, it was exactly the same map, exactly the same game, but they remade it graphically from the ground up.
Yeah,
and redid all the sounds and stuff. So, would you want something like that?
Oh, yeah,
or
but that's,
just
yeah.
like an enhanced edition.
No. It really like build it back up from the ground, but just making sure that they don't change the gameplay, because that is something that is tempting for these companies, is to kind of bring in more modern elements in the gameplay, and that's not what you want. That's not what you remember.
Because you could go through and look at the original walkthroughs and they would still work for the new game.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what we need, I think, for Diablo 2. And it would be like then... What I see them doing for Diablo is like release Diablo Immortals or in beta at least. Just go like, but yeah, it's a mobile game. It's kind of hard to release it in beta. So they might just go like, okay, and you can play Diablo Immortals right now. You do have a phone, don't you? I'm pretty sure someone's going to make that joke. And then we're going to be able to play that. Warcraft will go into beta. Warcraft 3 remastered, and then they'll announce Diablo 4 for let's say 2021, and then the Diablo 2 remaster for next year.
Could you imagine if they'd kept it so under wraps that it came out in like March next year?
Would you just die on the spot? I would have to be reanimated. Good thing that Hilda's with me. She's really good at that. No, and to be honest, like, I wouldn't be surprised. They've been so sneaky lately, like, just handing us the stuff that we want, like, working on something for a whole year and still looking us in the eyes and telling us, like, I don't know if you're ever be able to do that, man.
Yeah.
The Switch version? I don't know.
Put down
that Switch! I don't know if we can do that. Stop it!
No, it's out! Yeah, the game company Atlus recently did that with the Persona franchise, like literally this morning. They've been telling us about like an edition of Persona 5 that's coming out. It's already out in Japan. It's coming out in Europe next year. It's the same game, but it's got like an extra character and a few extra levels. And it's basically like the legendary edition of the game. Yeah. And we're like, oh, okay. And then this morning, they announced an entirely new Persona 5 game that's a sequel to the first one, and it's coming out early next year, like first quarter.
Speaking of Go Games, did you guys see the commercial for Pokemon?
Of course! No. I have it pre-ordered! Who do you think you're talking to?
I believe it was...
What's up with your voice?
Oh my god, I can't wait!
I believe it was a Japanese commercial, but it was like, I think a lot of brands are starting to capitalize on that gaming nostalgia. Realizing
Nintendo have always done nostalgia commercials. They've been doing it for years with Pokemon. Some of them have literally brought people to tears.
That one was good, though. The one they released was basically, it starts off opening up turning on your Game Boy Advance. Or no, your Game Boy Color. Or no, not even your Game Boy, your Game Boy. And then, you know, the Pokemon graphics from that time. And then they moved to the Game Boy Advance, the DS, up until you get to the Switch and, you know, how you see the Pokemon's like graphics advance and they have the Pokemon. It's such a good, that was such a well-crafted commercial.
Yeah, it's a reused concept. They've done it before as well. And it was just as good.
Yeah.
Is it a total new game or is it a remake of?
No, Sword and Shield is a completely new game. Okay. It's it's the next installment in the RPG series and the first full new RPG Pokemon on the Switch.
You know what I learned the other day? I learned that Tencent owns everything. Every single publisher. And they were pretty much we're in an artificial reality where Tencent controls everything.
Pretty much.
Yeah, they own a lot, man. They own a lot. Yeah. I've been playing, talking about Pokemon while we're on the subject. I've been playing a lot of Pokemon Go lately. I'm looking forward to going to LA.
I love the Halloween outfits that they put on Pikachu every year.
I got a Pikachu Halloween.
You got a Mimikyu Pikachu.
Yeah, I did. I saw it on a stream. Like, I was like, oh my God, that's cute. And I was walking in my hometown. And as I often do right now, is like, if I'm walking, I'm just like pull out my phone and start looking for Pokemon, which is kind of weird because sometimes I'll run into people that know me and they'll be like, what are you doing here, man? What are you standing here with your phone in the middle of the street?
Nothing. I'm not doing anything. I'm cool.
I'm catching a Pokemon. Shut the fuck up. Okay. I need to battle this Team Rocket guy.
I need to rescue this Pokemon, okay?
And they're just like, what are you doing here, man? I'm catching Pokemon. And then they're looking at me like, I had one guy, I had to meet him up like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, okay, I'm on my way. And then it took me really long because I was stopping every 5 minutes to catch a Pokemon or something. And he sent me a message, dude, are you okay? And I was like, nah, don't worry, I'm catching Pokemon. And it was like, haha, no, but seriously, okay. And I sent him a picture, like a screenshot of the last Pokemon. I got, dude, I'm catching Pokemon. Take a chill pill. And he was like, are you kidding me? No, I'm having fun. Shut the fuck up. No, it is like I started playing that game when it came out. And I remember that me and Hilda went on a holiday in France, I think 4 or 5 years ago. And we just in the south of France. And it was really, we ended up in this really small, boring village on the coast. Like one of those blasé villages where all the rich people just hang out.
France?
What did I say?
No, I just mean one of those blasé places. And I said, do you mean France?
Oh, yeah. All of France. But no, it was really like somewhere in the south of France. Like
hyper-blasé.
Hyper-blasé, exactly. And we're just so bored by walking around there. So we started playing the Pokemon Go. And then we were just like two fools running around with our phone. And like, oh, wait, there's one over here. And people were like, what are these two doing? I think I got him. What are they doing? And brings back memories, but I'm on it again. Hilda a little less, but she's a noob. I don't know. I can't explain. But anyways, let's get back to BlizzCon. What do you think?
Back to the Blizzard franchises.
Yeah. Well, so we talked about Diablo. Let me go into what I expect for the other IPs. So I don't think Hearthstone or Heroes of the Storm, sadly, will be shaking
there's an update panel for Heroes of the Storm, so they might announce like they did last year, some balance changes coming up, some hero reworks. Mm-hmm. They've just announced a new hero, so you'll probably see, is it Deathwing?
Yeah, Deathwing, exactly.
Deathwing in action.
Mm-hmm. Don't think they like that. I think this IP for them is a bit in a stasis. Like they don't feel like they can compete with the big ones right now.
No, I mean they're still kind of updating it for the fans that they have, but it's not exactly high on the list of things to do.
No, but I think it's in a healthy place with that. It's not in the mainstream, like they're not trying to dominate the MOBA scene, but there's a really loyal crowd that are really enjoying it right now with the latest changes that they did. Like, they sped up the characters, so they walk a little faster, which makes the action a little bit more like tactile and more fun and stuff like that. And these people are enjoying it, and I think that's okay. Like, it just needs to be different.
They've changed some of the coming soons.
Oh, really?
So Overwatch is at 8:15 BST, and World of Warcraft is at 6:15 BST.
Yeah, I'm trying to I'm going to quickly check, because these hour zones, I'm kind of they make me, my head hurt. So let me quickly look. Yeah, but the four big panels are still coming soon, right?
No, this is Mythic Stage.
And on my end, where I'm looking, the November 1st, starting at 9 p.m. CET, it is still coming soon.
Oh.
After the opening ceremony. Are you looking at November 1st or November 2nd?
No, I might be looking at November 2nd. I might have just gotten really excited for no reason.
Yeah, and it's kind of complicated with the they put it on our... Yeah, and the World of Warcraft and Voices of Overwatch... That's all on November 3rd, even, because, yeah, we're in Europe.
Yeah, but yeah, they've got like a... Even with the big updates coming on the 1st, they have an entire second hour devoted to updates for the games.
Yeah. And there's still a lot of other stuff on there. But anyways, yeah.
And another one that's coming soon on November 2nd.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, 5.
A lot of stuff. Yeah, a lot of stuff that they won't tell us just yet. Okay, let's get back. I was talking about the Hearthstone, and okay, so, and Hearthstone, that's just cards. They'll keep bringing out cards right now. I don't think they have anything really big planned around that. It is quite difficult to kind of rethink a game like that. But the other IP that I think will get shook up is World of Warcraft. I don't know if you guys follow it. I don't think, Hannah, did you ever play World of Warcraft? I don't remember.
Oh, how could you? We go through this every time. No, the game I played was killed by World of Warcraft. Yeah,
EverQuest. I'm really sorry about that. Yeah. You'll have to repeat that a few times in the future. but the whole story is kind of warping into something that tells us that they have some big plans for the IP that will change the way that we look at Warcraft substantially. We might see some big shakeups right there. One thing. In the whole BlizzCon ceremony that I've always kind of looked forward to and that we did not get any information about just as yet. Well, it's actually two things. The first thing is, of course, the community night, who is going to be presenting that, who is going to be hosting the community night with the cosplayers and the music and the stuff like that. Last year, it was Reinhardt's voice actor that did it.
Oh, that was amazing. He was so good.
He was so good. We have had previous like popular... game culture characters or personas that presented it. In the beginning, it was Jay Moore that did it almost 6 years in a row. Then we had the guy from Community. I keep forgetting his name. What is his name again? The actor from Community, the series.
One of those guys.
This is a D reference.
I've seen Community. I just don't know any of the actors' names.
Yeah, no, I can't remember his name. Anyways, and then you had from the Nerdist. Oh, I'm so bad at names, man. He was kind of involved in the whole Me Too scandal with his ex-wife that kind of doesn't even matter. They have these other persons that kind of hosted it, and now we don't know who will be hosting it this year. And the biggest thing is who is going to be playing the closing ceremony concert. Because we've had Metallica, we had the Foo Fighters, we had Tenacious D, we had Iron Maiden. Last year, they kind of had three different musical acts. They had Hodor from Game of Thrones that did the DJ set in the Overwatch League arena. You had that lady with a violin.
Yeah.
That I don't know the name about. And then you had Traveler, the band that nobody remembers. I don't know. Is Traveler really popular in the States?
Like Blues Traveler?
No, like the band. Wasn't it Traveler? I think it was Traveler, right?
I know a band called Blues Traveler. But no, that doesn't sound like anything I know.
Yeah, no, wasn't it? Like, okay, BlizzCon 2018. Anyways, they had three musical acts, and the one band, the rock band that played on the rock stage, that was the Mythic stage, was a really old band. Oh my god, I can't even remember.
Did they play harmonica?
No, they didn't.
Is this the closing entertainment?
Yeah.
On the schedule?
Yeah.
So they've got three different sets of closing entertainments this year, really? And they're all on different stages at the same time.
Well, sometimes what they do is they show a feed of like, if they do one big band, they do it on the medical stage, and then they show feeds on the other stages. But last year they did
and
it differently.
And it's at the same time as the World Cup finals for Overwatch, so.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah. There will be some difficult choices to make there. But anyways, if it's like last year, then I don't care, because have to be honest, like, I kind of watched Hodor's set. Sorry about calling him Hodor. I just don't know the name of the actor. But that was kind of entertaining, even if I'm not into electronic music. But
I once had Gladys voice actress at a con, and she sung like the songs from Portal. At the convention I was at. That was cool.
Yeah, but that's cool. Like, that stuff, like, I watched the thing on Gamescom last year where they played all the Blizzard music with the huge orchestra. And
I know.
That was awesome. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, that was really cool. Especially because What's-His-Face was conducting the whole orchestra. So Christian Nern is the guy that plays Hodor. He did a DJ set. Then you had Lindsay Sterling, which is the lady with the cello that was on the Hearthstone stage. And then on the main stage, you had Train, the band I was trying to talk about. Yeah.
Oh, the ones. Okay. Train, that's the one that sings the Tears of Jupiter or something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. But are they so popular in the States that they would be considered like Iron Maiden, Foo Fighters, Train? Is that
no,
the same
they're definitely
caliber?
Not that. I mean, they're mainstream. I would say they're pretty mainstream, but I wouldn't say they're as big as like Iron Maiden or.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm kind of worried now that they'll do the same thing this year. So we'll get three different acts, one for probably to try to please every subsection of their.
Yeah, so there's
community,
one on Legendary, one on Epic, and one on Mythic.
Mm-hmm. It could still be that they just show the feed on the others, but yeah. Because the opening ceremony is on all the stages too, right?
Yeah, that specifically says simulcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you just shattered my dream. Damn it!
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. You can't help it. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe there might be a cool rock act in there this year. They might be like, okay, Train was a bit of a dud yet last year. Let's try something different, something harder. If you're going to separate your three stages and like, okay, we want
something
for that.
That means you can really like up the...
Cannibal Corpse, bring it.
Yeah.
Oh, they have their own band. They used to have their house band. Did you ever see those?
No.
Like a Blizzard house band, like their own team.
Yeah, of course. And you know, Mike Morhaime played bass.
What?
Samwise, one of their lead concept artists, was the singer. It was a band made up of Blizzard crew members, and they played some heavy metal.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, but I hope they are not listening to this. They probably are, but it wasn't that good. But it was fun to watch.
I don't care. Okay. I support you. Follow your dreams.
70 chieftain. I need to kind of, it was a really long name. Torrin, I think, is something like that. Level 70 elite Torrin chieftain. That was the name of the band.
Nice.
And they have a presence in game, and in Warcraft 3 they'll have their model too. So let me look up if we can find them. And they were used to call Elite Torrent Chieftain before, but then I think it was after the Burning Crusade, they made him level 70. Let me quickly look if I can find the names of the crew members that.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and they played at BlizzCon a few years, and it was really, but I guess they retired it, and especially now that Mike Morhaime has left the company, he won't be playing bass anymore.
No.
But that was
but
the thing
it's a very fun and creative thing to do together.
Yeah, it is.
It's amazing.
And it kind of highlights the culture that they have or had at least at that point in the company. So that's kind of cool. But if like I just was saying, if you're going to kind of separate these three stages and make sure that everybody that's into electronical music has their thing, and then the people that enjoy the more classical theme have their thing, then give us metalheads something decent, like something we can headbang at.
We've all seen the footage from BlizzCon. Plenty of metalheads go. You can tell because they're all bald with big bushy beards.
Well, you have two types of metalheads.
Honestly, trying to play spot the D at BlizzCon is a nightmare.
Well, I still stick out because I'm huge. I have the advantage of being bald, bearded, and huge. So that helps. I'm always like the tallest one of the whole crowd.
But you're like, No.
If you're going to be at BlizzCon, make sure the day before to go to the con before the storm event. I've talked about it last week, but let me remind you that...
And you can see how tall he really is.
Exactly. I'll be taking part in the panel about Overwatch at con before the storm together with Totem and a few other people, all bearded guys. And we're talking about Overwatch, so come check us out.
See?
Thank you, Windows, for that update. Exactly. But I'm really curious to see what they're going to do with all that. I'm looking forward to the community event. But most of all, of course, we're just looking for that opening ceremony. Have it just roll over us, seeing what they're all going to do, what they're going to bring us in the next few years. Now, one thing, what do you guys think? If, let's say, they bring out that Overwatch B that is going to be a combination of PvE, PvP... it's going to be more lore, story-based stuff. That will give them a little more room to kind of do their thing with the current game. Like they will be able to.
Yeah, it means
kind of...
they can. I think we've mentioned this before. Like if they have a second game that they can pour all their storyline stuff into, it means they can really optimize Overwatch 1 for a more competitive experience, and they can really like fine tune it because then they can focus on it being just one thing.
Exactly. But what would be the thing that you guys would be like, okay, if we're going to take this seriously, what do they need to change to make that happen in that first game? What is the thing that you kind of like, okay, you need to tackle this?
Sort out the fucking competitive rating system.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah. The matchmaking rating and the SR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating because before the 222 reset, I was climbing quite steadily and I was very excited to touch platinum for the first time. But since they've reset it, I've been stuck in silver.
Yeah.
And I've not been able to get out. It's the weirdest thing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how well I play. It feels like potluck. Mm-hmm. And my skill hasn't changed just because... like they changed the matchmaking, it didn't suddenly make me a crappy player.
No. I think there must be something going on there. Like it might be something really purely stat. Help me out here with statistics. Statistically,
statistical. Yeah,
no, testicle is something else.
Testicle
is something else.
Yeah, it is a complete testicle at the moment.
But then there have been
other games where I've been in with four silvers and two platinums, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? No.
But I think it has might have something to do with the fact that, like, in the previous iteration of the whole matchmaking system, people kind of trickled in and trickled out over a time span of 3 years. And now they kind of started out with everybody with a way bigger group starting from zero. Well, they didn't start from zero, but minus 4 months, let's say that. That might kind of affect the statistics slightly and kind of fuck things up. I don't know. I think there will be some big learnings for them and we might hear about those at BlizzCon. They might have stuff to comment on that. Like the whole role queue system, there have been comments on the fact that, for instance, you cannot switch roles mid-game, and sometimes you need to do that. Sometimes someone is just the opposing team is just really good at a certain combination and you need to oppose it, but your best Zarya player, for instance, is picking DPS because you're actually going with a Reinhardt Roadhog setup, and you kind of need to switch that around, and you can't do that because that one player is locked in DPS and stuff like that. So I think those are things that they kind of
can. I also think Brigitte needs to be reworked so that she has a chance to shine again.
No, please.
No, I mean, like, start from, I don't just mean tweak her abilities. I mean, start from scratch.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's a few characters that can use some love in that department.
Yeah, because she was designed to be a hybrid hero, and there's no room for hybrid heroes anymore now that we've got, like, Rolok.
No, I agree.
She doesn't tank, and she doesn't really support very well.
No, she's how did they say that in English? Like, she's nor fish, nor bread, or whatever. She isn't anything right now. She's just hovering in between and not performing at any of the roles. So that might be something like some major reworks. And that's something I think they will comment on at BlizzCon. That's something they'll hear in a panel for sure. I think might be some big announcement for Overwatch itself. Because one thing that I've heard, a rumor that I've been hearing too, and it came from the same kind of source, being Metro. So let's see if he's right on one thing, he might be right on all the others. But one thing he said also was that we will not be getting a new hero this BlizzCon for Overwatch. That there will be no new hero announced because they kind of want to.
I mean, if we're getting a new game, can we really complain that much?
No. I don't think...
wants to say yes, but logically, no.
No, logically, no. No, but the thing is, like, one thing they need to be careful of is that the moment they announce the next title, okay, if they're going to do the thing that they've been doing the last few, let's say the last year, where they tell us, not going to happen. Bam, here it is. Enjoy. Then, of course, it's all okay. But if they're doing their usual trajectory with them announcing it this year and in 2 years we'll have it, they still need to take care of that one game.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got the big coming soon panel, but we've also still got an hour-long panel on the second just for Overwatch updates, so...
Yeah, but right now, heroes, maps, and skins are the content that keep bringing people back.
Yeah.
I think if you would look at the statistics of their server activity, you would see this big boost on every time a new event gets put live, every time they add
and
a new
you
map.
And you know what? Not leaking every single skin before the event starts, I think, makes people more likely to launch the game to have a look.
Yeah, exactly. So if they do not add a new hero this time around, it will show in the numbers. Like, you will, of course, have the effect of people hearing about the new game and going like, oh, damn, I haven't played Overwatch in the longest time. Let me go check out. They changed a lot. Okay, and then they'll play it for 2 or 3 weeks and then you'll see them disappear again. And then after that, you would have a huge gap, which would be problematic because you need people to be playing. So I don't know, but I don't think it would not take a lot. If you are at the BlizzCon where they basically announce a new Diablo game, a new Warcraft expansion, a new game for Overwatch, and maybe something else, being worried about one hero taking away the attention from all that is kind of, I don't know, man. It's kind of like trying to put a fan in a tornado. Yeah, like,
I think
nobody is
if
going
they
to mind
haven't
the fan.
Done a new hero, it's just because they didn't feel like they had the time.
Yeah.
I don't think it will be because they thought, oh no, we won't put a new hero in because we don't want to overload everybody. I don't think that's going to be the reason why if we don't get one. I think it is just going to be, damn guys, we were trying to finish off the demo so that you guys could play Overwatch 2.
No. You know what, Jeff, just stop it. Just have some people to help you. Stop trying to do everything yourself.
Damn, okay? Guys, we've just given you Overwatch on the Switch.
It's time for you to switch onto the new one.
Oh,
nice. Even while he's playing Switch, he's on the ball. He's
you know, I'm sharp as exactly. A plastic knife.
Yeah, that's about right. I was gonna go for plastic spoon.
Oh my god, come on. Don't be too harsh. We love him. Yeah, if that would be true, it would be kind of disappointing because, of course, I'm still looking forward to having a new hero in the game, especially coming home and being able to test it. Kind of
just
having
fucking
that
give us Echo, please.
No, well, there's a lot of heroes I would like to see. I don't know if Echo is one that I, but like, I think there's a lot of different opinions on what the next character should be. Like, to be honest, the Junker Queen would kind of please me to see that happen. But the thing that I would like the most is just something totally new again. That I enjoyed that so much with Sigma. The fact that he's just like, oh, snap. And the darker side and stuff like that.
I'm over the hyper Sigma. He kind of annoys me now.
Is it
like, not
Dutch?
Even just because, you know, he can be frustrating to play against. Like, his character now annoys me. Because now he's starting to remind me of all the douchebags that looked down on me when I was studying physics.
Oh my god, it's getting really personal.
So, because, like, you know, I've been playing a lot of mystery this week because I wanted to get my Baptiste skin.
Yeah.
Because, hot damn.
Yeah, it's the legs thing all over again.
Oh, it is. And I keep playing it. And the first thing he says is like, oh, yeah, you know, some things aren't for you to know. And I'm like, fuck off. Shut up.
Well, oh, God. Hannah, I didn't know it. You took that that character so personal.
Yeah, yeah.
No, like, for me, it's kind of interesting because he speaks Dutch. And then we have a few Dutch people that join us on stream, too. And they all play Sigma. Like, they all love Sigma a lot because of that.
Yeah, I mean, I could understand how that would be, like, really thing. But, like, I was going to go into science. I was going to go into physics.
But then, yeah.
And I faced a lot of resistance.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was a female going into a male field.
Yeah.
You know, my interviews either went really well, where people were like, oh my God, I don't care if you're smart or not. We want a woman in the class. Or it would be, huh, you're a woman trying to do science.
Yeah. Yeah, but now you get your revenge if you shoot him, Hannah. That's the way you have to look at it. You have to look at it that way. With D.Va, you just fly at him, just headbutt him with your mech, and then shoot till he's dead.
Smack him with the gun.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, so we'll get a lot of information on that first game too. I just hope that we'll still get a hero, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to complain. I'm just going to be so hyped up.
Yeah, we'll forget. We'll be excited about the other stuff. We'll forget.
The same way that we kind of forgot about the fact that we haven't seen a new map
in the game. Let's be honest. We never let that go.
Well, we don't, but like the general community, there's like, yeah. I haven't gotten a lot of messages about, hey, do you think they'll ever add a new map? People are always about, well, who do you think the next hero will be? Okay.
I mean, yeah, to be fair, if they don't give us a hero now, they might give us a hero for like New Year's or something. So
yeah, we said that about a map.
I know.
I'm just
throwing back to that one year where we got all those really lovely skins by surprise for New Year's, and it was like, oh my God, it's second Christmas.
Yeah.
Thank you, Blizzard.
Whatever way it goes, we have plenty of stuff to look forward to, and like, we'll be back with a new episode of the podcast, not next week, because I'll be in the States and it will be kind of difficult to get everybody lined up. Plus, it's going to be on the day, usually we record on Thursdays, which is going to be a busy day anyways. So, but we'll be back after BlizzCon and discuss everything that happened. And in the meanwhile, we keep everybody updated on all our Instagram accounts.
But the con before, Totem was saying that the con before the storm panels should be up.
Yep.
Pretty soon. So if if you miss us that much, you can go listen to D.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just do Hannah's NLP's voice once in a while, slide it in there. Just
take some snippets. Like, take my hi and my bye. No one will never know I wasn't really there.
and like, we'll have enough content on the Omnipost that Hannah will help me out with. And I'll
I'm covering Overwatch this year for two outlets for BlizzCon. It's going to be such a manic weekend.
Well, it's going to be the weekend of the year. We'll be so,
I know,
we'll be tired, but we're so,
and they've said
after.
They want me to keep an eye on World of Warcraft as well.
Oh, nice.
Well, so we have some people come Monday.
Yeah, well,
no, Jeff, don't do any big interviews on the Monday like you did last year, please.
he might
he did so many interviews after BlizzCon last year. It was insane.
Yeah, well, they had to do something to bring up, bring the thing back, the positive vibe back. LP, buddy.
It's do you your have boy. Enough pee-pee? Of course
now, wait,
I do.
Can we not do what's in the box first?
What?
What's in the
box? No, it's my turn. I need to do my segment, and then Lance can do his segment.
Totally. Sorry about that, Hannah. Let Hannah do her segment first.
Yeah. All right, Hannah. I'll let you have this one.
Thank you.
Tell us.
Events aren't on every week.
No, true.
So, guys, what's in the box? What have you had in your loot this week? Have you got your Baptiste skin yet? Any more legendaries? Do tell.
I'll start out. I don't have my Baptiste skin yet, but I'm really close. And other than that, I've gotten Jack. All right.
Nice.
Nothing. Really, it's just depressing. I bought the Warlock skin because I had to because of the whole site controversy and I needed a screen grab of that for the Omnic post.
Oh, you could have just asked.
Well, yeah, it was in the middle of the night. I'm not going to... But anyways, I was like, I kind of like this skin. So I'll spend the 3,000 coins.
Yeah, it's
but
still not updated yet.
No, it's in patch 1.42. But other than that, it's just... icons, sprays, and voice lines all the way around. Don't even get the Lucius skin. Nothing on all my accounts. So I'm kind of pissed off. It's not good. But what about you guys?
All right. So as you guys know, I'm right now on the Switch. I'm not opening up any loot boxes. So I'm sitting on 24 unopened loot boxes at the moment.
Really.
But on the PS4, I am getting my... Junkrat skin, Baptiste skin. So I'll be getting those, the Sombra one next week as well.
But nothing out of the loot boxes on PlayStation? PlayStation?
Nah, nothing good.
No. Hannah, tell us.
Yeah.
Can you be the beacon in our...
I will be the beacon. So this morning, I got a double legendary loot box.
Woo.
Damn.
Yeah. In classic Blizzard style, one of them wasn't even an event skin. It was Stunt Rider 76.
Oh, could have been worse. Could have been coins.
Yay! No, at least I can use the coins.
No, that's true.
You guys know I'm never switching from Grillmaster. It's Halloween, and I'm still not switching from Grillmaster.
I agree. And rightfully so.
Although yeah. Slasher is pretty good, I will say that.
Yeah, but it's not Grillmaster. I managed to get the highlight intros for Winston and Brigitte that I didn't get last year. Those are two purples. But my second legendary was Anna's skin. I was so happy.
Oh, nice. I want that one.
I got Orisa as well. Oh, I got Orisa this week.
See, those are the two I still want for sure is the Orisa and the Anna.
So I've actually had kind of some decent luck this week.
Damn, lucky lady. Okay. Well, yeah. I'm happy that at least one of us got some loot out of those loot boxes because I was starting to think, is it maybe a Belgian thing because we can't buy
anything? Yeah, and I didn't realize it, but Orisa's skin on the gun, there's like a giant eyeball.
Oh, really? I noticed that she doesn't have a chest. She doesn't have a chest cavity, so it's basically a big hole with a floating head over it, which looks awesome. It's just awesome.
But because obviously when you're wearing the skin, you can't see what you look like.
Oh, no.
But the gun has like a giant demonic eyeball on it that just looks around.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I'm going to buy it by Monday before I leave, like before I shut down everything and get ready to go to the airport. The last thing I'll do is buy these skins and try to get them out of loot boxes, of course. But if I didn't make it by then, it's going to be bye-bye time because...
Yeah, what, you've got like 9K gold left now?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I need to save it up for a rainy day.
Well, this is a good rainy day because you're going to be away because you're going to BlizzCon. So it's a good time to like buy the skins that you don't have.
And by the time I get back, we might have another Overwatch and these coins might just be useless. Because I think one of the things, to just haul back a little bit on the Overwatch thing, but I think we might see a change in loot boxes because the pressure on loot boxes is getting harder and harder all over the world.
The UK announced this week, I think it was, that all loot boxes should be... they did it again. All loot boxes should be gambling.
If they are smart, they kind of figured out an alternative because we see like Call of Duty, for instance, has a... I think they also went for a battle pass system now. Mm-hmm. So we might see that happening. But anyways, LP, buddy, are you in between games? Can you please help us out with an LPP?
You know your boy has to come through with the LPP. Welcome to episode 80's LPP of the week, guys. All right, so, you know, I'm not going to lie. I spent a lot of time on the training range to come up with this quiz. And I took inventory. God,
are you going to give us, like, fallout damage numbers?
No, that's too easy. Okay, I took inventory. I took inventory of certain items in the game. All right.
Okay.
So we're going to get it. Are you ready for this week's LPP?
Bring it.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious.
All right. Let's start off with a question. I don't know how you want to do this. Do you want to do, like, you know, Hannah and D?
We don't know what the question is going to be.
So yeah, if it's insanely difficult, let us work together.
Good idea, good idea. Let's have you guys work together to figure out these, all right? So, question number one. How many enemy training bots are there in the training range?
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Okay. So, when you first come out...
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Are you talking, like, friendly or enemy or all?
No, I said enemy training.
Okay. So, as soon as you come out, you've got those two little shooting ranges, and there are four there.
Are there four enemies?
Ones, like, that are outside, and then you've got ones under the little platform.
Yeah, but, okay.
Just give me a number.
You said we could work it out. On the right, you've got,
I think
the three moving ones.
Yeah, and two that are kind of static. You have one that is standing near the edge that you can boop off.
Yeah.
And you have another one that is behind. So I think we think
five, six, seven, eight, nine.
I think it's a little more than that. Should we go
11?
Yeah, 11 is good. Let's keep it in the
middle. The correct answer is 11. 12.
Teamwork.
12 if you include yourself.
Yeah, no, we don't include ourselves.
High five.
Nice.
Your bots.
Teamwork.
How many friendly bots are there in the practice range?
I think that's a lot less.
One, two, three, four. Because there's two. There's two lots of four.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think there's. Is it? I can think of five. So should we do the same thing and just add some on for luck?
Yeah, I just would add one for luck.
Okay, so we'll go for six.
Yeah.
Okay.
The correct answer is four.
Oh, really? Four? Those four when you first come out.
So there's three, right? There's three. Right as soon as you like
get out, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as you get out, you know, there's one on shooting one, and then there's two that's taking damage. But there's also three there on the highest platform.
And then there's one up, okay. up.
Just kind of cruising.
Yeah,
don't mind doing his own thing, just back and forth pacing.
Okay.
All right. How many health packs are there in the practice range?
Oh, fucking. I have no idea.
Me neither. No.
Right. How many? What? Like, should we say five?
Is that too high? I think it's
for the space
too
that's
high.
There.
Yeah. I would like, I think it's two small ones and a big one or something like that.
So three?
Maybe two big ones and yeah, let's go for three. Just
okay.
The correct answer is four. There's minis.
Two big ones and two small ones.
And two megas.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I was kind of doubting because like it would make sense to only have one big one, but
yeah.
They just evened it out.
That is true, right?
Sticky buggers.
They should be doing things like even.
Yeah. Okay, right. We were close.
How many floating platforms are there? In the practice range.
Whew.
Two. I never go up high. I don't know.
I need a final answer on this. This isn't.
I would say one or two. So I'm going to go with two. Like
two.
Anna said. Yeah.
Yeah.
The correct answer is four. There are four floating platforms. I counted, D. All right. Look, I may not be good at maths, but I can count.
Damn it.
You can count. We just don't look, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, apparently. Yeah, but who notices floating platforms anyways?
I mean, okay.
me when I'm playing Mario games, but that's
yeah,
it,
no,
really.
No, no, yeah, no, true.
Or if okay. I'm trying to take Volskaya.
I'm making observations here, all right? Yeah, for this week's clearly. LPP. All right, and the final question. How many jars of peanut butter are there in the practice range?
Oh, my God. I would say none, but... Yeah,
I'm going to go for one.
Okay, all right, how about this? I'll give you guys a little hint, if this helps at all. They are all located in the, I guess, gym room, or where the bench presses are and the weights. That's where you'll find all the peanut butters.
Oh, okay. My God. I didn't even know there was a bench press room.
With a locker.
Let's go for three. Three. Just
is that
like...
where you change heroes?
Is that the final answer?
I would go, yeah, what do you think, Hannah?
I'm going to defer to you on, I've got no clue.
Three.
And the correct answer is three.
Yes! Hey!
That was such a nice guess. That was probably like the hardest one, but like the one you could feel the most satisfied. Because like that's such an obscure.
Do you know what? Exactly, we got the first one and the last one. That means we got them all right, guys.
Hey, we were really close on most of them, except for that one with the platforms. That was just...
I know, we were just like, do?
I thought the friendly bots was pretty easy, too.
Yeah. Well, the kind of... We weren't
that
far off.
Yeah, but we don't use the practice range at all.
Well, maybe you should get good, all right? Practice range is useful. That's why it's there.
But LP, thank you very much for that LPP, man. That was a fun one.
It was a really good one.
It was a really good one. Thank you, buddy. All right, that's it for this week. We're done. Hannah.
Yes?
Please, tell people where they can find you.
Instagram, Twitter, at Hannah McManus.
Woo! LP.
Instagram, Twitter, Lawns Ponds.
Yes. And the Chaos Crew, of course, if you're into watch parties and stuff like that. And there will be some... Well, are you guys... I asked you last week, but... I don't know what the answer was.
We got a lot of events coming up. Yeah.
They're not all Overwatch related.
They're not all Overwatch related. That is true. We have a couple of the Call of Duty events and then the, of course, Famous Misfits.
Yeah. He's going to be a busy boy for the next few months. All right. You can find me, of course, on Atomix TV on Instagram and Twitter. And, of course, Atomix TV on Twitch, where I stream a few days a week. But next week, I will not be in the country. We'll be on all channels. We'll be just spitting BlizzCon the whole week. It will just be awesome. So make sure.
Yeah, what day do you leave, by the way?
Tuesday. Next Tuesday. Yeah.
Lots of streaming next week, then.
Yeah, no streaming at all next week. Well, I'll do some streaming, but not on Twitch. It will be Instagram and stuff. But there will be a lot of video content. So make sure to follow Atomix TV, the Omnic Post, Omnic Esports, the Omnic Weekly. You'll see, and all our other accounts, like the Astrid Post and stuff, there will be a lot of news coming out, so check that out. If you have a question or a topic you want us to address, you know where to find us. Just send us a DM or mail me info@omnicpost.com. And that's it. Thank you all for listening and sticking around until the end. You guys rock every single week. Help us out by giving us a nice review on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, or wherever you are listening to this podcast. And make sure to subscribe. We might not be here next week with the three of us, but we'll be back the week after that. And I hope to see you guys all then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wait, this is the end? Oh, yeah. My favorite... Fashion skin is.
Yeah.